Radio.
Let me just read again to you two phrases from that gospel. I tell you most solemnly, unless a wheat grain falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Anyone who loves his life loses it. Anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it for the eternal life. These words come from Jesus' mouth as his teaching, but they also emerge from the example of his life. Jesus is the wheat grain that falls on the ground and dies. He's the one who gives his life, who loses his life, and so gains eternal life for all of us. His life, in fact, is the pattern for every Christian life. Every Christian life has to be one in which we experience a kind of dying. Jesus says that by dying on the cross, he defeats the prince of this world. And the prince of this world, we often forget, is not Christ, not Jesus, it's the devil. That's who Jesus is talking about. He's talking about the devil being defeated through the cross and then the resurrection. But that death on the cross is just a culmination of a life that's lived with love. Love for the Father and love for every single one of us, as if we were the only person that had existed, that ever existed. But if we go back to that grain image, now it's important to remember Jesus is not speaking as a kind of botanist. We're not meant to break open the image too much, but I think there's something in that image of a grain of wheat that's very useful for us. Because when you think about a grain being planted, or a seed being planted and then watered and looked after, we know that it has to break open. The outer part of the seed has to break and then it germinates and begins to grow. And so the dying of the seed is a kind of development. It's a kind of transition from one state to another. And in fact, I think that's a wonderful way to look at the dying that Jesus is calling us to. Because really a seed or a grain, when it dies in that way and begins to grow, it's becoming what it was always meant to be. It's becoming the flourishing plant that it was designed to be in God's plan. Well, what about ourselves then? If we're to be true followers of Jesus Christ, true disciples, that's really the same thing as being what we were meant to be. Being the person that Jesus had in his heart, that God had in his heart when we were created. The saints are not people who are miserable, who are repressed, who are difficult to live with in the wrong way, although I think they're difficult to live with in the right way. The saints are flourishing human beings. The saints are people who are full of joy, full of the Holy Spirit. They've become what they were meant to be. So what is the dying that is required of each of us? Well, the church has understood it as a dying to self. That's how it's usually described, a dying to ourselves, dying to our selfish desires, dying to the idea that the world revolves around us, the universe revolves around our comfort. So what's being asked of us each day is that our choices stop being determined by ourselves and start being determined by our love of God and our love of neighbour. That's what the practice of mortification is all about, that we particularly engage in Lent. Mortification, which, as you can see from the word, involves dying, a kind of death. So by mortification, we train ourselves We teach ourselves that the world doesn't revolve around us. So we give up a food that's perfectly good, but we choose to give it up. Or we give up some time in front of the television. Or we restrict our time on the internet. We read scripture, perhaps even when we don't feel like it. We pray more than we might usually do. This dying is required of a Christian, really, every day. Every day we have to die to our own selfish desires, our own comfort, in order to make God's will the centre of our life, to make sure that He becomes the centre around which our whole life revolves, so that we can then make of our life a gift, just as Jesus made of His life. That's what we're meant to be as Christians, people who make our life a gift to others, to God and neighbour. But if this dying is a kind of no, it's just because it's the flip side of a yes to being what God has designed us to be. I think there's a version of ourselves that we have in our mind, in our heart, that's a bit like a dream. It's the dream of the person we might actually turn out to be if we said yes to the graces that God gives us each day. If we said yes to a radical following of God, there's a version of us which is a saintly version of us. It's the version of us that we sometimes feel like we can't be, and yet God always gives us the grace to be. It's the heroic person whose life does revolve around God. But too often we settle for mediocrity. Too often we settle for just enough. When I was 15 years old and doing my GCSEs, I always just did enough to just pass, you know. I never studied enough to actually excel. I never worked hard enough to actually get the grades that I should have got. I just did enough. And that's a tragedy, really, to go through life with that attitude, an attitude of just doing enough, just getting by, when the Lord has a dream in His heart for us that is a dream of a hero, of heroic virtue, of people who can change the world if we allow God to work through us. So let's not be content to be potentially great men and women, potentially great Christians. Let's not be dormant grains of wheat who never germinate and who never flourish. Let's be the saints, the people that we're called to be.
As a free, not-for-profit service, Cradio requires the support of people like you to help keep us going in our mission. To donate, visit cradio.org.au/donate.